Intro? All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you guys back to the group chat, the group podcast, episode 4. Let's address the elephant in the room. Let's kick it off to a crazy start. Soft Willie got a haircut. In this episode, we're playing Smash or Pass First Ladies. Can we pull up Hillary Clinton?
This is how you want to intro it?
Yeah. That's how you want to intro. That's
this is I'm
that
entering the
my hat.
Does it not look
that
like
was an insane
I'm
intro.
I'm presidential.
Okay, a few things we need to get centered. Guess who's back?
Shady's back. I don't know if he'll be over there.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going to put him. I have to figure it out.
Wait, can you put him right here for a second?
Can you just put me anywhere?
All right, viewers, look, watch real quick. Ready? Here. What?
I fucking hate you. Why would you move your
hand?
You
fucking asshole. You're making it harder for me.
I threw him to my other hand.
Yo, my face idea isn't working.
Tanner is back. Yummy is sick, though, so Yummy is out of the game right now. He has, like, a weak immune system, so a bug bit him.
He actually has probably the weakest immune system
he
I've
does,
ever seen.
No, he
ever.
Does.
He's been sick for, like, 4 weeks.
He said he dusted his TV and he got sick.
Yeah, he sniffs anything small, anything, and he's sick.
Every single time he comes over and does podcasts, he leaves on a sour note, like, we got to get rid of that ugly environmental ball thing full of leaves.
Yeah, he's blaming that.
Oh, that might be it, actually.
No, that makes no sense.
I don't know, I feel pretty fine next to it.
That's
I hear it clicking, but it's fine.
Okay, I'll be real.
Some noise when particles every now and then.
Yeah, you guys are a little green on me.
What's that, T?
I was like dusting my room before I left, you know, and I dusted my ceiling fan that's been on for almost like a year and a half.
Uh-oh.
And it was like black dough cake. It was like the grossest dust I've ever seen.
Hey, when was the last time you guys changed the air filters?
Nope, we haven't.
When was the last time?
Tanner and I did.
Me and Isaac did a couple months ago. I'm not even lying.
A couple months ago. Wait, actually, you're supposed to change it every
few
months, right? Is it like every 6 months or something?
Yeah, it's like every 6 months.
It's every, I thought it was like every three.
Probably.
We did it two
months
ago.
It's probably better to do it every three. But then again, I think if like you have pets and stuff like that, you do every three.
Or else they die or what? They get sick? Every 90 days.
Every 90 days, 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
There we go. That me up virtually.
How's the pet doing, by the way, the group pet?
Oh, he died.
He
straight up killed over. He got like leukemia for pets for little guinea pigs.
I don't want to be buried.
You got a guinea pig and it died?
Well,
I'll be real. If I had a guinea pig, I could have 40 guinea pigs in my life and I wouldn't care if they died.
Guinea pigs are so annoying.
What is wrong
they're
with
kind
my
of
guys?
Expendable.
They're just
guys,
that's how they're programmed. They
this
just
might
die.
Be a sickening topic that I'm going to bring up real quick. Just an idea. Okay, nothing to flaunt about or nothing, but what if we all had a gerbil or a hamster and then we set up live cameras on their cage and then we're going to see who's the last one to
live
normally.
So it's like last to leave the hamster life.
Just last to live.
Last to live the hamster.
I mean, we've talked about it, right? Hamsters die unexpectedly in like the weirdest ways possible. They try to like end themselves and all that.
They're so dumb.
Yeah.
I'm getting an idea, actually. So we each get a series of hamsters with different skill sets, and whoever makes the perfect civilization
skill sets,
they have certain skill sets. Like you have carpenters, you have presidents, you have a bunch of hamsters.
These are all hamsters, though.
These are hamsters,
okay.
And there's some that are programmed to be like convicts and stuff. So you got to think about that.
Okay.
So whoever has the most advanced civilization with these hamsters, what do they get? Like a new planet,
like a dollar too. $3, but also
$3.
What?
That's like a crazy science experiment, and you get $3.
What Roblox game gave you that inspiration there? Because I swear,
I think we could make it a Roblox game.
Let's make that a Roblox game. Developers, get on that.
Larry and I actually just played a damn Roblox game yesterday. That was kind of crazy.
Oh my god, the monkey adventure one,
Monkey Raft. Yeah,
Monkey Raft.
Like,
yeah,
we're just two monkeys floating around and like killing snakes and stuff. It was crazy for
like vines, and you can swing around and you like knock out a tree, and there's bananas that fly out.
It was high tech.
Great time, fun time. Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
My VOD is on twitch.tv/grunkwith4k. Check it out.
Shameless plug.
Oh yeah. So real quick before we continue. The last podcast was taken down. So I'm going to address that elephant really fast, really quickly.
Yeah,
we are never addressing politics ever again on this podcast for as long as this podcast airs. If you have a problem with that, please
don't
find
it
political. Then you know what, Grunk? Let's put it back up.
How about this?
Yeah,
we integrate a section just for Grunk. It's almost like an ad placement where like mid-conversation it cuts.
Right.
And then you hear... Like trumpets and like jets flying over, and Grunk's gonna be talking about whatever he wants to talk about, and then it comes back to the podcast.
Dude, this reminds me of in our Discord server we have the spa chat. science, politics, art.
That's what it meant.
Yeah.
I thought spot was like a
science, atheist. Politics, no. Atheist.
Science, politics, something else. In
scientist, politics, atheism.
And, heterosexual.
I love my, that's my favorite chat in the server.
Yeah, those are the three or four requirements.
And he waves.
That's where I go and debate. And that's,
yeah.
The mods hate me in there.
Wow, I didn't know
that. Yeah, so like to get to spa chat, you had to get approved to go to spa chat.
ID verification.
Yeah. Wow.
Certificate.
Yeah.
I would go in there and burst. Say, nah, like every few months and people would.
You're gonna get banned.
I wonder how it's going right now.
True. The only thing holding you from getting banned is your owner.
Yeah.
Do you still own it?
I do own it still.
Wow. It was in my hands for a
minute. You gotta sell it. Sell it for 100 billion.
You own it and you own it.
Dude, that's a 5-year-old server, dude.
Yeah.
Can we do
that's older than some people.
Been alive.
First grade.
True.
Crazy.
Can you pull up a picture of Uncle Sam, please?
Why? Someone was just born just now in that snap of a finger.
And then, true. And somebody and then, died like right, that.
Wait. Can we manifest
life and death? I'm the Grim Reaper.
A successful birth right now.
You know what? I tried to like think about this. Every time you breathe in, somebody dies. Every time you breathe out, someone is born.
That's true. Hard. Wait, that's a really good way of thinking about it. You know what's also crazy? Yeah. I found out that there's a cat named called Archibald.
Archibald?
Archibald? Archibald.
The cat?
Like that's just a normal name.
Dude, that is not a normal fucking name.
I know plenty of people named Archibald.
I personally would hate myself forever if I was named. Class. Like, my nickname was Archie, but my full name was Archibald.
Look up Archibald VeggieTales.
It's kind of lit, though.
Character?
Yeah, I was in school, and my graduating class had 13 Archibalds. I'm not even lying.
What? Is it Archibald?
Archibald. B-A-L-D.
Archibald.
No.
Archibald.
Okay, it's like an alter ego. Or what?
Oh, no, it's a real
Archibald.
Wow. Look at the one on the far right.
That's Archibald Asparagus, baby.
Asparagus with a monocle. That's in a bow tie.
That's Grant. That's actually Grant.
Yeah, what do you know about Grant? The Archibald. Yeah, they're identical.
Dude, he looks like he's smart.
Oh, look at the right. Look at that glow down. Holy.
A monocle can change
down.
Everything.
Did I glow down?
What?
No, look at that ugly.
Wait, he's 3D. So chill, though. That's Wait. The aristocrat.
No, he is chill.
Type of vibe. He's I'm trying to
Larry and I need to share something funny that happened yesterday when we were streaming.
Dude, so, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if we're still affected by it, but go ahead.
I fucking hope not.
I hope not either.
You told me that they can't do anything.
No, they can't. But I mean, I don't know. Everyone on that I read were like, by the way, post 2023 or 2023, there's a patch that now disables them from accessing your computer. But just like GTA, they can still collect your IP or find it.
So Larry and I played Black Ops 3 Zombies yesterday.
Yeah, oh no!
And we were he was streaming, and
which by the way, we've already streamed before. Like, yeah, we never played Black Ops 3 stream before. So
yeah, and we didn't know that there was like a patch T7 or whatever it's called. So we were just sitting in the lobby, and some random person joins and starts blasting music, and it's just saying a whole bunch of slurs, like. Mainly the N-word in their like voice or
just
whatever.
It's just like so boring, actually not even funny, ruins it for everyone involved.
And they were just like spamming IPs.
Brandon, fuck you.
Is that like
yeah, it is, and I'm so curious because like what is the mental processing behind that? It's like gain anything kind of out like, of it?
Yeah.
It's
like, did they gain any like happiness?
They,
like,
they what joined, they spammed like the N-word slurs in their like voice chat, spammed IPs and then crashed my game.
Oh my
so
god.
So chill.
They spammed IPs?
Wait, yeah. Is Brandon not the same name as the guy who went in our GTA sessions, or who was that guy's name?
That was
Dark Brandon.
That was
sure. That was Dark Brandon. I don't remember his name, but he had a weird ass username.
I thought it was Brandon. I'll be honest.
No way, it was just Brandon.
That's the same guy.
Holy That'd be hell. Crazy.
But I'm not. You know, I don't know. I don't know the other guy. The other guy's name. But yeah, we got breached. We got hyper breached. And with Black Ops 2, it's
way
the
worse.
Case that it's a lot worse, and they can have access. To your computer. There was a clip I saw of XQC where like the other homeboy was getting a bunch of gay porn on his screen.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's you awesome. Know, that's Crazy. Something. Yes, absolutely. Because they
I'm trying to
what they have is
though.
It's called a peer-to-peer connection. Yeah. So that means that the you know, not I don't know the whole technicality of it, so I don't wanna, you know, sound like a total
geek nerd.
Dumbass. No, not even that, because I don't even know what I'm fully saying here.
You do sound like a total geek nerd, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh god.
No, I sound like a complete dumbass, but basically.
No, you know too much.
I know too much, bro. My head's getting big. Oh, I wish I could do those fucking edits. Fuck, I don't know how they do them.
Like the Airhead commercial.
And yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
that'll be if that's the case, this podcast will be posted next week.
Like a lot. Can I talk about what we tried to do?
Yeah, for like 6 hours.
It's always like, can I talk about something today with Larry? For both you and me, it's funny.
Wait, why?
Funny.
Oh, because we always talk about Larry.
Funny.
It's always a side mission with this bro. No, I swear.
He said some shit. He was like, man, I'm just going to enlarge my head and it's going to go whoop. Man, that take me like so long. So I asked him, I was like, hey, man, would you be able to like do some shit with Blender? Because I don't really know how to work Blender. I understand like all the words and shit, but I don't understand how to use Blender myself.
Or it would just be like faster if he did it, essentially. Like
yes.
You can learn it, but yeah. It's just faster with someone that knows.
Yeah. Yes. So he got to a point, we were trying to like drop a sign down into a screen. That's how I was going to do the prompt. Yeah. Easy.
A wooden sign, right?
A wooden sign.
Yeah.
It swings boing, like
thank
that.
You.
It swings in. Yeah. And like stops. Almost looks like it smacks onto the screen,
it
right?
Took exactly.
I know exactly.
5 hours after.
It was six.
That. Oh my
God.
It was 6 hours.
6 hours. We sat down for 6 hours and we could not crack.
Well, here's the thing. It was 6 hours on one part of it. It wasn't even the whole thing. So what I did get down was the whole sign moving and hitting and like that worked out well. That was great. The only problem we had left was making the rope.
Yeah.
Basically that attaches to it and have it like simulate alongside the sign. So the sign can move, it could break into the screen, whatever. The rope was the problem and we didn't know how to I didn't know how to do it. So I was trying to figure it out.
Right.
And we sat here, sat downstairs for 3 hours, or like
here.
4 hours, came up here for like two, trying to figure it out, couldn't do it. And yeah.
That do you still like, have the green screen file?
I think so, yeah.
Can we just play it?
So what was the rope?
Well, they're not going
to
be able to see it. Unfortunately.
Oh, really?
I could probably put it on the screen.
Okay, what was the rope trying to do?
So the rope, so you know when a sign drops down, it's connected by the ropes.
Right.
So
right.
The way the sign dropped down, we removed all the visibility of whatever was making the sign drop down and kind of like tilt and whatever. And then our job was to connect.
So there was two ropes on each side?
Yes, there was supposed to
be. So you
to
wanted it to look like the sign was dropping from those two ropes and hanging there and swinging back front like that?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I thought.
What was it for?
So, I made a major boo-boo during that video we recorded.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, dude, I'm already into it. I'm just going to YOLO it, man. And I removed every single explanation ever from all the prompts. Practically every single prompt in this new video has like zero.
Wait, why?
Because why? I was like, oh, dude, I'm going to do this in post. Like, it could be a really cool idea. And it is still a cool idea.
But you can't voice over it?
No, I did voice over it. But I also wanted other assets,
some
like
visuals.
A cool sign.
Okay, so essentially, instead of having the context in the video, you're just doing a voiceover with visuals and stuff like that?
Technically, yes. Or just visuals that pop up and explain what you're supposed to do and why you're supposed to do it.
That aspect still is pretty clean.
Yeah, it's a great aspect until we spent 6 hours trying to make a sign.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have multiple editors at your disposal that we could reach out to.
Chunky knows
Blender very well.
I already
and he doesn't know how to do it.
No, I threw my hands up. Like I was like, okay, I'm just gonna do my own signs, and I did. And it, you know, it's not,
you made Blender. Your own signs.
Yeah, it's just 2D, it's not 3D.
Bro, so you're
no
saying
Blender. No
you
Blender.
Drew them?
No, I just stole them from Google.
I hope he didn't draw them, because I've seen what your like drawings look like,
dude.
They're pretty funny.
No, I didn't draw.
They're pretty awesome looking.
Put the things over another sign. I dropped it in myself, 2D style, whatever.
Whatever.
But yeah, it was it sucked, man. Blender,
bro. I just remembered something. I thought that you were really good at drawing because I was remembering back to years ago when I used to do like those drawing videos. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're fucking like insanely.
Dude, I love those
fucking
drawings.
Crazy.
Larry's the good drawer.
You're the really good drawer.
They're so funny, dude. I remember I used to be like, oh my God, I have so many ideas.
Like ridiculously good at drawing. They were so hyper.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Do were they ever in those videos? I think I stopped doing those.
Yeah. Yeah, drawing.
Stopped doing those a long
drawing?
Time ago.
I stopped doing those in like 2019, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, the Discord drawing ones I did. Mm-hmm.
We weren't in any really like Discord videos other than like
Nick,
two maybe.
Can you make another 30 minutes to make like a movie trailer? That was like
bring it back.
Oh
bring
my God, I was the king of that shit, dude.
King. No, of you had a really good one. Whereas I'm good at drawing, he's good at fucking
video
making
editing.
The dumbest video of all damn.
Do you remember like the car like
yes,
crashing?
Yes, yes. The Fast and Furious building ones where he kept slicing the same shot.
It's the same crack.
It's so good.
I lost my mind when I saw it.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go to, was it your channel?
Yeah, it's
mine. Okay, it was Nick's channel. It was 30 minutes to edit. A movie trailer.
Oh, dude, it's so funny. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Watch Isaac's part. It's really funny.
I'm not going to lie. I can admit on YouTube, that was my prime. I'll have to say, vlogs are like a different prime, but like that was my online prime of those types of videos. They were so funny.
Right. You don't know when your prime really is until after. Which is really weird. Because you could be like, I'm peaking right now. And then next month, you're like, oh my God, I'm peaking right now. And then next month, you're like...
I still don't feel like
peaks are not what it looks like.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
You're constantly peaking.
I still feel like we haven't peaked, but like, I don't know. It's just my opinion.
I'm about to peak in basketball, dude.
No way.
Say that. If Yummy heard that, he would be like, Tanner, shut up.
Well, he's not here, so this is my world.
Tanner, shut up.
Wait, hold on. Ready? Hold on.
It's the Tanner world.
Yeah, bro. Tanner, literally, shut up.
No, you gotta go.
Dude, you know how hard it is to get to the NBA.
You literally say that all the fucking time.
Yeah, yeah. How many times have I heard that?
Basketball fun police.
The skill gap between you and NBA players is huge.
No, literally, the skill gap between you and a senior varsity player is insane, dude.
Dude, he doesn't watch the podcast. He's never going to hear about it.
No, the only time...
I think you're the only one who watches the podcast.
I watch parts of it. I watch parts of the podcast if I'm not there, but I have not missed a single episode this year.
You
so
no.
You're really.
You haven't missed either.
Yeah, I haven't missed it either.
I haven't missed anything either.
If he misses, there's no podcast.
It's over.
Because we rely on his laptop.
Bring it back old school. And then just send me the footage.
Bring it back old school.
Bring it back old school with the webcams.
Bring it back old school stuff.
Old school
style.
Old school.
Okay, call me crazy. I wouldn't mind that.
Crazy?
Dude, it took like 2 years for this IRL thing to happen, and now we're going to switch back to...
We're reverting.
I'm not going back.
You know what sucks? It's like, it took us a very long time to set all this stuff. There's a lot of shit that's behind these cameras, and... I remember the first episode got uploaded and off the rip. It was like, man, I hate this. I missed the old setup. I was like, damn. There's always going to be nostalgics.
Nostalgic is going to be, remember the very first In Real Life podcast setup we did?
Hold on.
And we sat on the beanbags in that really ugly room.
Keep talking.
And the carpet was like awful. It was so bad, dude.
Oh, it was great.
That was not great.
That was great. That had a nice homie fun to it.
Didn't you do the Patrick laugh, Isaac? And that's how it broke everything.
Yeah, I broke whole entire 5-way track so mixer. Funny.
Yeah, because you're like, and it just like broke. All we hear is like a little pop.
Check this out. This was the original. So what you're looking at right now in the middle camera is what this was going to be. This was going to be the original setup.
Five guys in the beanbags would be.
That would prime.
So I think that would have been
you
chill.
So?
The five guys in a beanbag. That's what the podcast is.
Yeah. And then remember we were talking about like different like scenes that we were gonna do, and we thought of like a dungeon for whatever reason.
Yes,
we thought of,
like, I wanted like
really
a,
distressed, sort of like run down area.
We were gonna hire a guy to sit up, like actually make a full built studio like thing.
Yeah.
One of the ideas that I had was like a rust. Bunker thing, yeah. Like a really rustic look.
That'd be cool
for no reason. I mean, really, there's no
campfire in the middle. Got the
campfire right in the middle.
Oh, that'd be like
cool. You got sleeping bags.
But that was a hefty amount of money. I mean, we spent a hefty amount of money on this shit. But
dude, I thought about the craziest idea ever. Why not? If we ever need to just get rid of the setup and we need to do podcasts, we just go to like a furniture store. And you set up podcast in a furniture store.
Yeah, rooms
and
to
every
go.
Episode, rooms to go. You sit in a new couch in a new setup.
Yeah,
everywhere.
I just want
to
check out this couch. Do you have it in the back? Yeah, hold on. All right, guys, come on. We got to set it up really quick. Right,
welcome back to episode 200. Or they could just sponsor us. You know, they just give us a free setup.
Has there ever been a on the go like podcast where like all the guys are walking with the mics and there's a
guy
who's like walking with them following
did
them?
Did Misfits do that? No way.
No,
I think there
way.
Was.
They did that in a hotel, I think.
They did in like a restaurant too in a hotel.
They were like in a hotel room and they like...
But was it static cameras or were they walking around with
no,
the
mics? No, they were static. It was static.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying we all walk around with mics.
There's so
and
many
GoPros
ideas.
And have like two POVs.
There's so many ideas that come to mind when I think podcasts and what is like the most outrageous shit we could do. Larry and I were just like, he was sitting in my doorway like a dad checking on his kid, and he was like doing that thing on like the two sides of the door. He was like, what if we went to the beach? I was like,
well, I was showing you there's a podcast I watch called Emergency Intercom.
Us right and, after that.
Yeah, I love them. Yeah. I love them.
And
so much.
They had this bit where they started the podcast by hanging off of the ceiling, like in like a spy, mm-hmm. yeah. like spy-esque thing. And I was like, what if we just, why can't we do this? Because another bit they do a lot was breakaway bottles.
Oh,
they do a hell of a lot of breakaway shit. And
they like smash each other with the bottles.
Yeah. Dude, I want to get smacked in the head so bad with one of those.
I know, right? I want to get fucking
hurt, does like, don't. Does it hurt?
Does it don't it hurt? Don't, or does it maybe
it
not?
It don't not hurt. I don't
it
think.
Don't,
no.
It don't.
It don't not hurt. It don't. Do.
Wait, it don't not not hurt. Don't think.
I don't think.
Yeah.
It might not maybe.
Yep.
Hurt.
Maybe possibly.
Kind of. Possibly.
These armrests, by the way, I can see how you can get.
Yeah, you just like start like doing weird shit with it.
Yeah, this is kind of weird.
Did we ever talk about the video that we recorded a week ago? The food video?
No, we didn't.
Should we a little bit? Should we give a little insight?
I think
it's a little funny.
Yeah.
We did talk about it?
I don't know, but you can talk about it because I can't
we
remember.
We briefly mentioned
it. It's going to be very like vlog-esque.
Yeah.
It is going to be very vlog-esque because of the way we set it up. And it's just going to be, it's a chiller video. It's a chiller after.
It's beautiful
podcast or not podcast campfire camp camping video aftermath and then like there between that and then right now we have you out of the house, we have Yummy out of the house, we got like there's just so many shits. Tanner's visiting family over in the O.
Yeah,
I don't know what the acronym for so Washington is.
What the wah?
Wah.
PNW.
Yeah,
so yeah, many shits, wah. Bro. A lot of so shits in the ceiling too.
Good.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah. No. A lot did happen in our personal lives.
Yes, bro.
But
personal lives.
I'm running for presidency.
No way,
dude. I would vote for Mr. Beast for president.
Would you?
I give you $1.
Who's that old guy change. Who has like a really shitty camera and he's always on TikTok talking
Bernie
about?
Bernie Sanders. Oh,
Brent Peterson.
Brent Peterson
for president. Well, Brent he has 1% of all electoral college votes.
Is he? He's on the ballots,
or is he trying to run?
Yeah, people. Have
you can vote. You can vote for literally anybody.
You don't have to.
I can.
I could go to the ballot and write Larry.
Yeah.
Everybody, if you're watching this, write in Tanner last name.
Write in Big T. Tanner last name.
Please write in Tanner last name.
Right, who is Mr. Last Tanner? We can swing the vote.
Yeah,
everyone go vote Johnson. For Big
Tanner
T.
Johnson.
Big T Army will rise up.
Yeah, absolutely.
See this
Big T Army.
Right,
it's going to be like a, I think of it like 300, where like the Spartans are like to the votes.
Standing at the ballots. Dude, I'm fucking excited for GTA 6. Like, I'm so excited.
That's coming out in like 2 years.
Guys are laughing.
Yeah, when
that's
is that?
Real. Why are you laughing? Because that's my segue? It's a real segue. I'm not
voting for you anymore.
Yeah, actually, you laugh at your voters.
Look at my head.
I kick you down the hole in 300, Nick.
You kick me down the hole in 300?
Yeah.
Why am I excited? Because that's going to be like a new era of content creation. So like, think of it like this.
It's not going to be a new era, but it's just going to be like...
No, it is going to be a new era.
Do you think so?
GTA 5, in my opinion... Dude, think about all the YouTubers
that GTA 5 set a standard. There's a standard now for like all, like GTA content.
Yes, but think about all the YouTubers who started from GTA 5.
Yeah.
And think about all the YouTubers that are now going
but to... But also look at them. Cobblecop?
You got Cobblecop.
Well, that's because he's a fucking idiot and was like, I'm going to go make AI videos now. Like,
not again, dude. I can't do it again, dude. Let's talk about ponies.
Okay.
Dude, you're wearing... Okay, never.
I'm the president.
Vote Hello, Mr. President.
Dude, this hat's impossible. I never prepared. I forgot that you can't really just put headphones over this hat.
Why don't you just put the hat over the headphones?
Why don't you just put it above the brim?
Yeah, why don't you just...
Just put it above the brim.
Or that too.
What?
Above the brim.
Move the hat backwards.
And there you go, like that.
Are you hiding your face or are you hiding your face and your hair? Because we've seen your hair before.
What? Give it up for Willie. What a great fix that was.
About time people started listening to me, bro. Because like in Chained Up, for example, when we were playing...
There's a fly on the mic.
Oh, I was watching that video today.
Our video of us playing Chained Up.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm never playing Chained Up with you guys ever again. You guys are making me for shit. And apparently everyone in the comments section wants to agree that I'm dead weight, which makes no fucking sense.
Did you even watch the video or did you just skim
through?
You
clutched
up
sometimes, but like a lot of times you didn't.
I clutched up. Dude, that's because I was like connected to one of the biggest idiots known to mankind named Isaac. And he was holding me back.
No, actually.
Can you guys
I was
and,
connected
like,
to Yummy.
Can you guys fight and leave like a dust pile like...
Oh, and we're just, you see like an arm one time?
Yeah,
you
see like the arm come out and legs. His head comes out and he's like, help me! And he brings it back down.
No,
he
gets in the head
and it's like spring.
fight's over, we both have really long like welts on our heads. I miss the old cartoons like Boomerang from Cartoon Network. You guys remember that shit?
You are just going for what? You're just going at it. It's great. I love it.
I don't let there be downtime is what that's called.
What's your favorite game?
I chopped a tree down today.
Probably
really. Tree chopper.
Yeah, what? You chopped down a tree?
Yep.
Did you actually?
No, I didn't. It was a few days ago.
I got so excited.
Did we ever talk about the failed episode 100?
Did we?
No, not once.
But I also think if you're talking about the one, okay, hold on, off script here. If you're talking about the one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Dude, that was like the craziest vibe ever. Okay, sorry, we could continue.
Yeah, we can't talk about it. Sorry, guys. We just discussed
the failed episode 100 was cray cray.
It was funny though. But yeah, it was.
I was not there for that one.
Yeah, I was chill too.
No.
I think I still have the recording of it. And that might just be kept in the vault, but yeah. It is one for the vault. It is definitely one for the vault.
I don't even know why I wasn't there.
It was late as dark.
It was like 1 a.m.
It was late as dark. Yeah,
it was like 12 in the morning.
It was 12.
Yeah, I can't remember why I wasn't there.
Super, super late vibe. But yeah, that one's just going to be stuck for the vaults, man. There's a lot of vaulted videos that I'm going to be keeping up. It's kind of like one of those like attic videos where you just forget about it. You leave it in the attic. And you're like, right. Oh, look at this. I forgot I had this shit.
It was funny in its own way.
You should do like a 6-hour video of like footage that has never been seen before.
Yeah.
Like what Rhett and Link does.
That'd be so cool.
A timeline on DaVinci of all the camcorder videos that I've done. And it is 9 hours long.
Oh my God.
Wow. But that's also 9 hours with some of the videos cut up.
Yeah,
so it's just
one of these days.
An absurd amount of footage that there's out there.
One of these days that security cam footage in the downstairs is gonna go up live on YouTube.
Would you guys get mad, audience? I mean, who really cares at the end of the day, right? But like, there's this really small video.
I don't think people care.
Of when we lost a remote.
We should upload that to like a whole new channel. Oh, just like called that was the group funny. Hall.
No, let's just do it in the group channel. Fuck it.
Just do it in the group channel.
Yeah, just do it in the group
channel. It's not that serious.
Do you know what that would do to us?
What would that do?
That wouldn't ruin anything.
It'd blow us the fuck
it's
up.
It's a 10 out of 10.
You know what that do to us? You know what that do?
It's on the channel, by the way. It's
uploaded. It's ready.
It's private.
So here's the thing about YouTube, Isaac. It's that...
Oh.
Like... You need to stop getting your head wrapped in the algo for a second and think about the creation.
Think about the freaking art.
Think about the fact that there is a video
the beauty in your beholder
of you guys for 7 minutes trying to find a remote that was under Larry's pizza box.
Yeah.
Yeah, that made me mad.
Sorry.
What'd you just say?
It's all right, Larry.
I wrote it down.
Oh, he wrote it down. Yeah, take some notes, guy.
Take notes.
What's in your hand? What is that? Is that a plushie with a shiesty?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what's his face?
Oh, that's
Jonesy.
Jonesy. Yep. Jonesy. That's like a that's like three things.
Like a little Fortnite.
Squid, Jonesy, and then you got the shiesty.
It's like a weird creation.
Did Fortnite fall off?
No.
This current season is poop season too.
Yeah, people hate season.
Oh.
They hate it a lot.
The cars,
dude, they hate everything but season 1 and 2, apparently.
Well, no,
I've been hearing that for 4 years, bro.
Bring back season 1.
The season before this one was actually pretty fun.
Dude, I've just been playing college football, the new one that came out. It's college football. It's like Madden, but for college.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I saw the trailer for that. That thing looked actually really good.
Is
it a 2K game?
I went to Penn State as the away team, and yes, I heard Mo Bamba. Yeah, I heard Mo Bamba playing. My routes were all shaky. I was scared. Like, I actually wanted to quit.
Isn't that the one? Wow. I think I lost like by 21. Arch Madden. What's his name? There's a Madden. He's
got Steve Madden.
No.
He's John Madden, a real
John
person.
Madden.
No, he's a college. Hold on,
Clayman, something like that.
Clayman Madden.
Yeah, I forget his name. His name is
Wait, did they stop making Blitz games? I miss those games.
Oh, like NFL Street or something. Street.
Yeah, 2. Yeah. NFL Blitz game.
I think I told this already, but I'd play Street 2 with my dad, and I'd be running on the walls, stupid. And he'd be like, "What the hell are you doing?"
Oh my gosh,
Arch. Yeah, his name's Arch Manning. Arch Manning.
Yeah, that's Manning? Peyton Manning's and Eli Manning's little funny brother.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, he's so he plays for the Texans, I think. the Texas Longhorns, not the Texans. Longhorns. Sorry, he's playing in college still.
Dude, his name is effing Arch.
His name's Arch.
He sounds like, like a super evil villain.
He looks like an evil villain, bro.
Arch Manning?
What's his name? Arch Manning?
Arch Dude, Manning. It's over.
Yeah, he looks like... Yeah, but here's the thing. I heard about it. I watched a video. He apparently declined having his name be allowed to be used in the video game and instead got paid like $50,000 to promote the game instead. So how these game companies, they have to like license your name. So from what I heard, this is what this TikTok that I was watching said. They said that they pay the players $600 and give them a free copy of the game.
$600
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
That so he opted out and instead got...
He said he did, because his name, Manning.
Yeah, he's a nephew, a former NFL player, Peyton and Eli.
That's what I heard. I mean, hey, look, maybe this is the misinformation podcast, but like, that's what I heard.
So, no, that's yeah, he's a nephew.
Rumor on the talk.
Rumor on talk.
That sounds about right. I mean, dude, his last name's.
I wish I was in the NFL family. I'd be. Oh my god.
Damn, who would you be related to? I know the answer, but I want to hear your answer first. I know the real answer.
Matthew Bill.
Like you could be the son or the little brother of someone huge.
Barry Sanders.
No, wrong. You know who it's going to be? You're the son of Brett Favre. Tanner Favre,
yeah, dude.
And you're a tight end.
Favre. Brett Favre. All right, you're Isaac Roethlisberger then.
Fuck you in the ass. What the hell? You're Tanner
Isaac Roethlisberger.
And then you're Tanner McNabb.
All right, you're Larry Wilson.
Dude, what's your problem? You're Tanner Bird. That's best.
That's basketball.
Larry, I found it, by the way.
What is it?
EA Sports paid Texas QB Arch Manning between $50,000 to $60,000 to promote College Football 25. The former number one overall recruit in the 2023 class will also receive $600 and a copy of the game for opting in.
See how he's just the blood of Peyton Manning. How is he so good? Like how did they
bad a gig?
I don't get how it's in their blood,
dude. I feel like that's kind of like they're like bred to, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole family. Whoa.
Like as soon as they're born, like do they just start doing drills?
Yeah,
they start doing
ladders.
Have you seen the labs? They have eggs. They have eggs of humans.
They have syringes.
They have a 12 count of other Mannings. We have.
Their dad is like in a chair like,
dude, what's that fucking one movie that we watch? A scary fucking movie that's really gross.
Green Inferno.
The First Omen.
The First Omen, yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's like the First Omen.
Yeah, I think so.
Their family's like the First Omen where it's like they're being like bred to be like...
Yeah, it was the First Omen. Yeah, it was gross. That was a really gross movie.
Yeah, don't watch this movie.
No, it's a great... No, you should watch it, honestly.
It's a good
movie. Wait, is that one in another language or is that the one in English?
No, it's English.
It's the... this is the prequel.
There's so many nun movies this year. It's
I know, they're so bored, bro. No, why don't they make like a fucking scary movie about like a... I don't know, a fucking apple.
Yeah, I want to hear the scariest thing.
I guess because... Like, depending on what kind of scare you do, like, zombies is a different type of scary than ghosts and spirits, and then there's, I guess, like, just, like, religion, and then there's, I don't know.
I feel like we're hitting a cultural plateau, if I'm being honest with you.
Think so?
I feel like music's all ringed out. Over? Music's all ringed out. Entertainment's, like, videos, listen, movies are all ringed out. It's all just a copy-paste. The soul is gone, dude.
I'm telling you.
Can we be the next Ghost Adventures? That's my final offer to bring back society.
Okay, I'm down. Let's bring it back society as a whole.
Let's make a show where we discover haunted buildings and we're funny. I'll be Aaron.
Okay.
Nick. Names. You're probably Zach.
Can I
you're
be the biggest Zach. Loser? What's his name?
What?
Sal?
Yeah, you can be Sal.
The biggest loser?
Yeah.
It could be any of them.
Biggest loser. Yeah, it could be any of them.
I'll be Sal.
What the hell?
Wait, what's this show called?
Impractical. Oh my god.
No, the other show.
My mind.
Ghost Adventures.
I'll be Sal.
Ghost Adventures. Yeah, you can be Sal in Ghost Adventures, and we tell you to do funny
Aaron,
things to
Aaron
spirits
the,
and
the
demons.
The bald guy who always gets possessed or always gets like messed with.
He's they make like, Aaron go like, in like the most haunted room ever.
Oh what god. The heck was that? Yes. No. Dude,
I just felt claw marks on my back.
<What? laughs> Like, did you hear it? I heard like a hi. Did you hear it? Listen. Hi. I heard a hi. They keep going back. It's like the cuts go back to the same. Yeah, exactly. Oh, and they slow it down.
It's like, was this the spirit of an angry EVP? And it's like a crazy edit.
And it goes away.
Oh my god. Yeah.
The two episodes I watched with Larry were unbearably stupid.
It was great.
No, it's so good. I've been watching them so many times since I've been here.
They would find the littlest little creak sound, little anything, and be like, oh my god. Oh my god.
Did you hear that?
Oh my god.
Did you hear that?
Oh my god.
Did you hear that?
It'll replay and it'll be like, oh my god.
Oh my god, like a good parody. Probably,
dude,
probably
someone just touched my neck.
Dude, Super Mega. Yeah. Yeah.
We're watching that Super Mega interview
where like the guy murdered his family.
Guy murders his family over Family Guy. That video is so stupid.
We were just watching it yesterday.
And they do such a good parody. Like that copying of everything, because like you have to know the details, right? You have to know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to watch the show enough to be like, all right.
What did they call it?
The gold ones, dude. They did.
And now we see as the detective performs the classic na-na-na-na poo-poo technique before he mocks.
And then it's like, we got a 3D artist to recreate the silly face that he probably made. And he's like, you guys like tongue out?
And it's like a classic where we're saying like, and they use the classic method of got your nose. And then they use a reference photo of the thumb like this. Like reference photo of his nose. And then
the good cop comes back. He's like,
your nose.
By the way, I saw your nose. It's a pretty good nose. I would work to get that nose back.
Good cop, bad cop method. That was so funny. He's like, what was his name? Stuart? But he's like, yeah, but you should call me Stewie.
Yeah, just call me Stewie, you know. Go closer to that name.
Did that video do well for them?
Got a mil.
That's pretty solid.
Pretty great.
Their skits do the best.
Yeah, because like in my opinion, like when you're making those kinds of videos, you don't really even think. At least I don't really think about the numbers. I just think about like how well
it's an art.
Is this
no? Because, like, but art. It is art in a way. Like it that video art. Was really, really well made. It was like great. That when he was showing the videos of him playing like with like the Family Guy plushies and whatever the hell, and it was like old 2008 YouTube editing.
Yeah.
How it looked.
The outline, yeah.
I actually believed that it was real for a second because I was like, damn.
I didn't show you the first part, but like when they show like the detective or the cop, it was a cop like entering the home. They have like the body cam footage.
Right.
It was like doing the voiceover. It's like, so the cop went into the house, blah, 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 and he made toast and he burnt the hell out of it. And then he like saw the body and he was like, oh, fuck. And then it cuts to be like,
yeah.
And then the detective found all that crap.
Right.
But yeah, that parody work. Beautiful. I love it. I love parody.
Yeah, I like so parody. Good. I like satire. I like that.
So good.
Wait, isn't that the difference? Parody is just like a spin-off, but satire is making fun of something that's horrible, isn't it? Look up the definition of satire.
I think satire is
Alex, look up.
Doing something serious, Alex, but it's a
look
huge
up the
joke.
Definition of
use
player.
Of humor, irony, exaggeration, or ridicule to expose or criticize people's stupidity or vices. Okay, so that's like South Park.
Okay.
Satire. So parody.
Well, there's one other way of
parody is the imitation of style of a particular writer, artist, genre with deliberate exaggeration for comic effect. See, so parody is like that.
Yeah, there's another one that I'm thinking of where it's like more negative, I guess.
Could it be lampoon?
Could it be making fun of?
Could it be pastiche?
National Lampoon Christmas? What
the hell's lampoon?
I love that movie.
Good movie.
Publicly criticized by using ridicule, irony, or
check out this lampoon.
How about mock?
No.
Is that a damn word?
What are we talking about?
That's fine.
Just saw that word for the first time in my life.
What about moth? Did you say moth?
I said moth.
Dude, he's just reading the fucking synonyms.
Hey, what is this? Imitation? Maybe.
Anyway.
That? Simulation?
Anyway. Yeah, they were good at that. I'm not going to lie. I'll give it to them.
They were good at
kudos.
Mocking.
Yeah, I'll give them the golden star for that video.
Ding. Okay, well, I have to really pee pretty bad, but...
Yeah, it's all good.
I really want to talk about the past week, because on Friday, as the podcast went up, I saw a tweet from C-Dog VA, and he was hosting an auction, and he had many, many items available. There was a signed Elden Ring something something by the creator. That was pretty cool. What's cooler than that?
I'd love that.
Getting unblocked by Pokimane. That would have been really nice. Cool. So I got into like this bidding war with, at first it was just me and this other guy. And I saw like Morg Pie and I think so this other VTuber, I don't know. Stable Ronaldo then was bidding, and then I went to his stream, and Pokimane's watching his stream, so I'm watching him watch Pokimane watch him bid against me, and we're going back and forth, and it gets so out of hand to the point where I'm like, I send 30,000 as a bid, and it's flying, like it's not, there is like seconds, it's just constantly coming in, You got poop on your shoe, bro?
Oh, it just fell. I thought there was a spider crawling up your shoe.
No, it's just a little fuzz.
Oh, shit.
But, sorry. Yeah, went all the way up to 500K by the end. I think it was an hour later. You have people like Mark Cuban, XQC, Aiden Ross.
I think they were fake.
Was that actually Mark Cuban? Be real.
Yeah, no, it was not because they all got removed and I was in second. And I was like, okay, second place. Got it. Cool. So I'm going out throughout my day. And at this point, I'm like, sort of pooping my pants. Not really pooping my pants, but the bids were going so fast that the likelihood that I was going to win this auction was so low that I didn't really care about putting in that large amount of money. And then it got to a point where I was in second. A few days later, I'm like, I'm stressing. And then the other guy he just disappears. Why? Uh-oh. I don't know.
Shot in the back of the head?
I guess so. Maybe. And I'm in first for like the entire remainder. Yeah. The entire remainder of this entire auction for like another 4 or 5 days. And in the last minute of this auction, I get outbid.
The amount of the amount of cope that I saw Isaac go through was insane. Like at first he was shitting his pants.
Could you just pull out? Like
he asked me.
That's
what I said.
Dude, it was crazy.
That was a joke. That was a huge joke.
Dude, that is not a joke. That. He asked me to ask Mork Pie to bet for him, like bet above him, and she said, "Dude, that fucking sucks." He was like, "Dude, that's a lot of money." All right, dude, well, I guess 30K. I guess poke. You know, what'd you say?
$30,000. You laugh, you lose.
You laugh, you lose. Feet Pokemon. And then you're like, okay, dude, I'm gonna make it worth it. Maybe she can get on the podcast or something. I was like, dude, Cope was so crazy. He was trying to make it so worth it.
Because $30,000 for Pokemon to be on.
She'll like hang out for a few hours for $30,000.
Yeah, in my mind, I was like, it was just such a shock that all these bids went away. Including the ones that were cushioning me from first, that I were 100. I was like almost 100% sure were legit bids. There were some of those that were legit, but they got removed.
Yeah, they probably just said no.
I don't know why mine was there. I don't know if it's because I was an influencer and it just didn't get removed.
They probably thought it was funny.
I'm an influencer.
Yeah, they probably said, "Dude, this guy does not have that money."
Like, dude, this guy sucks. Let's just keep his bid up.
They probably saw that you didn't get kicked out. You're like, oh, this guy didn't go with the bid.
But no, this guy's not faking bids.
But this guy actually donated.
This guy actually wants to. Yeah,
what a loser.
His bid looks real. Like, oh wow, like real, real.
It was Isaac YW charity, and then I got outbid.
Well, that's why, dude. Probably
W charity.
He was like, oh, he's nice.
You were shitting bricks, dude. It was so funny.
I accepted it at the very last second. I was like, well, if it is, it is. I guess that's it.
Yeah, and then after losing that, Isaac won the $40 million fossil.
Yes.
Stegosaurus, guys. The Stegosaurus. Yeah. I won it.
Congratulations.
You won an entire
Stegosaurus. Where are you going to put that now? Because you hoard everything. You're going to put it in the other room with everything else?
Right here. Larry, we're going to have to mask out a Stegosaurus skeleton every podcast episode because this is the only room that could fit it.
I don't think so. I think it'll definitely be bigger than it.
Yeah, no, it's way.
Stegosauruses are big.
No, I was huge. I'm going to fit in this room.
It's are those the guys with the spines on the spine?
Yeah,
those guys are cool.
Spine on the spine.
Yeah, look up spikes. Stegosaurus fossil.
Stegosaurus.
Yeah, like
the
what is it? Oh, Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These guys, the Mohawks.
There it is, the apex.
Guys, badass.
I wish Ark Survival was more lit. Whoa, where?
I wish it was more optimized and easy to play.
They're making a new one. They're making a new Ark.
It's already out and it sucks.
And it's like there $60.
Wait, is that like a baby Stegosaurus?
That's the US billionaire skeleton.
That's a real one.
Stegosaurus skeleton for $44.6 million.
Like, if I was a billionaire, I'd buy that.
I would too if I was a billionaire.
I would.
I think we're technologically advanced enough to grow dinosaurs again and make them roam.
Whoa.
I think we could.
I think we can do that. Scrape inside of a bone, let it go.
If I was a billionaire, I would buy like the bank that Tanner uses back in Washington, and then I'd like just put like $1 million into his account one day and you like freak out and see his reaction.
And then you take it all away and then I'm ruined.
I just slowly take it away. Go. Every day there's just like a fee, like a not spending 100K. Money fee.
Okay, well, at least
and you're like, what do I do? Money. And you start spending money.
Mm-hmm. As the weeks go on, there's like
you gotta invest it, bro.
Gold bars and statues behind you.
My mom called me up yesterday or today, I think it was yesterday. Yeah. And she wanted me to look into taking money out, like taking at least a little bit of cash out, because she's like a little concerned with like the financial state of the world, I guess, like the banks and stuff.
It's pretty
bad. Put some money into gold and put some money into silver, get some money out just in case. But remember when that was a big fear back when crypto was a thing?
Yeah.
That was like a big thing. Yeah, they were like, that's going to rule the fucking world. Yeah. And like, and the dollar is going to be nothing.
Yep. And then it's
going to... I can just imagine us going back to like doubloons and like silver.
Dude, going back all the way to seashells.
Nick, it was the opposite. They were like, oh man, this is like such a joke. It's a flash in the pan. But there's so much money behind it. Yeah.
Well,
they didn't think it was... It's the least...
Oop. All right,
it's the most volatile investment you could possibly make.
Well, okay, if I remember properly, I remember back in 2012 or 2013 when I even heard about it, the stigma around it was that if you had Bitcoin, you were a criminal. You were a thief, you were a criminal, you were trying to not be traceable, you were paying for drugs, that you were buying hitmen,
you were
going to red rooms,
black market, Silk Road, all of the
That's
the
what things. I heard all those years ago.
And well, back in my day, it used to be gift cards.
Oh,
used to be shorts. Xbox points,
Google Play,
1600,
Microsoft points. Microsoft points. Microsoft points are crazy. I got scammed when I was a kid for that. I went to a challenge lobby and he was like, "Yeah, dude, 1600 Microsoft points to start it." And I'm like, "Why does that even work?" He said, "Because my software, I need the code in order to do it." He's like, "Just message me when you get it."
You fell for that shit.
I fell for that shit. I kicked from the fucking lobby.
Yeah,
and then I got a message. I got the same message from another person. The same guy that was like sending them out to keep scamming people, messaged all friends and recent players hosting Xbox Live Challenge Lobby.
Nice.
1600 Microsoft points to enter. Yep.
Nice.
Damn, he probably.
What do you even use Microsoft points for?
For fucking cosmetics,
games, DLC.
Yeah. You can buy like games with those. A little bit.
Used to.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I said, I feel like I fucked myself a little bit with Discord. There was a DM I got on Discord that was like, hey, I don't know if you're using your Xbox code,
Game Pass,
but like if you're not, I'll take it. And you know, I wasn't using that shit, so I was like, okay, yeah, sure. Thought nothing of it. Couple of days later, get the same DM again, and I was like, oh, because it was the exact same format,
right?
But from a different account,
right?
And now I'm like, huh. Now I don't know if there's anything that could possibly happen by giving somebody. I don't know if it's like a bot just collecting all these Xbox.
They're just collecting codes.
There's a lot of them bots. Probably for like
either they're gonna sell them or they just use them.
Okay.
Because if you have Game Pass, you have access to literally all those games that Xbox allows now.
It's true.
Buying games is in the past, dude. Now it's all Netflix core.
Now it's all subscriptions, dude.
Netflix core.
Redbox, baby. Redbox died.
Redbox
is a classic. Shot in the back of the head.
Yep.
They still have machines around.
They do.
That's the crazy part.
Let's steal one.
They're all dusty and like worn out.
Yeah, they're also all in Walgreens. They're always in Walgreens.
Dude, let's get an effing Redbox.
Come on, let's actually
do
it.
Somebody still has a Redbox DVD and just refuses to take it back?
Their bill is probably so high.
My family probably has a hell of a ton.
Yeah, we're good. It's okay.
Either that or what's the other one? Blockbuster.
Oh, they are gone. Yeah, no,
they're gone.
You want to hear a crazier one, bro?
Radio Shack.
Bruh.
Radio Shack. You want to hear a crazy one?
Dude.
Vitamin Shop. Vitamin.
You want to hear something
Anyone
crazy?
Try and top that one, bro.
Yeah.
You want to know the closest Chili's in my town?
Chili's?
Yeah.
Yo.
The closest Chili's in my town is like 2 hours away.
Wow.
Who the fuck fucks with Blimpy?
What are you talking about?
You're talking about the fucking YouTuber?
Talking about Chili's, dude.
No.
Oh, thank God.
Blimpy.
What?
It's like an alternative to Subway.
The hell
dude,
is
what?
That?
I've never
Bro,
heard of that
shout
ever.
Out to fucking Blimpy.
The alternative to Subway is Quiznos, dude.
Yeah.
The alternative to Subway is that no. Jersey Mike's, bro.
See, this is who I thought you were, Blimpy.
No, look up Blimpy. B-L-I-M-P-I.
Oh, this guy. I hate him.
B-L-I-M-P-I?
E.
It's just
Blimpy
gonna be a
subs right
store.
There. Bang.
Blimpy. What in the world
America
is that?
America Sub Shop.
I'm telling you, bro.
America Sub Shop?
Look up when Blimpy was a thing. Look up when
this
they started.
Fucking
look
real
up
dumb.
How many Blimpies there are in the world and get ready for a single
That's
digit
an asset.
Number.
That's a perfect bucket. Look at that shit, dude. That is not real. Look up what?
Blimpy
locations. How many?
No. Yep, I wanted to know when they started.
All
right, whatever. Locations, sure.
Okay. 24 and they're all in my town.
Wow.
Whoa, oh my god. Like 8.
We visited every single Blimpy.
That's a total kill.
We went to every Blimpy's in the world.
Look up Blimpy origin date. I don't know what the fuck would you call that? Creation date?
Origin date.
Origin story.
Oh, dude, I told you. They're fucking old as shit. New Jersey.
Who was contesting you?
No one was like, dude, they're not from Jersey.
We're just letting them Subway. Look up Subway.
Like everyone knew they were from Jersey.
Subway origin date. Let's see. Oh my fucking god, Subway's a copycat.
Wait, actually,
look
wait.
Up Jersey
oh
Mike's.
My god. 1965, 1965. Wow. Subway must be the year later. What?
Look up Jersey Mike's.
Subway took the flow.
Oh, here we go. Better. Here we go. Jersey Mike's.
Oops. No, not
Jersey Mike origin.
Oh, dude, a Philly from Jersey Mike's?
No, technically, Jersey Mike was born first because Jersey Mike had to be old enough to start.
Everybody
Jersey Mike's.
Literally like had the idea for sandwiches like within the same decade.
Hey, I think so. Are you guys noticing something though? Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Go back one,
dude.
Pleasant Park, New Jersey.
Okay, go back.
Leaky.
Connecticut. Okay.
Yeah.
Moisty Myers, New Jersey.
Yeah. And Cape May.
Horrible Hoboken.
Yep.
Okay, it's New Jersey. He's of course there's going to be a sandwich.
Fortnite reference.
It's going to be a sandwich shop in New Jersey.
It's going to be sandwiches from there.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, New Jersey is the goat. Without New Jersey, we would be culturally corrupt.
All right, look up Geno's.
there's a castle in New Jersey that I want to visit.
We would it's be culturally corrupt.
Culturally, without the hoagie?
What'd you say? I said, without New Jersey, we would
now, what did he say?
Without the hoagie, what?
Without the hoagie?
What did he say?
I don't even remember. What? He said something really silly.
Why?
That was pretty silly.
Without the hoagie, everything would be culturally what?
I said, without New Jersey.
Yeah, that's what he said. Without New Jersey.
Without New Jersey, but yeah, also without the hoagie, we would be culturally corrupt.
No, yeah,
dude, imagine. Dude, I'm telling you, an Italian sausage changed the way the world worked.
Wait until you find out about
really?
The Philly cheesesteak.
And Philly cheesesteaks.
Come on.
I'll be
Philly
real.
Those are the best. Actually really Philly cheesesteaks.
Oh, damn. Mm. Now it's a war.
Okay, wait, hold on. Do one more favor for me. Look up Ike's. Ike's subs.
No,
I want to see.
No,
why do you Ike's? Know every sub shop?
This is...
Here you go.
Wait, is
Ike's
this in...
subs.
Can I say it?
I freaking
hate Schlotzky's. I'll say it.
I've never had that.
Schlotzky's has dry ass sandwiches.
Fuck you,
Schlotzky's.
On God, you have some dry ass buns.
Straight. Like, actually, Schlotzky's tastes like air. Like, you eat it.
Meet the legend.
Dude, I eat the biggest sandwich that they have, which is fucking massive, by the way. The giant one.
It's like big as my head.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's actually probably bigger than your head.
Can you look up Geno's? Geno's? Origin.
Well, I smell pretty weird.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, we're looking up facts.
Geno's Pizza?
Sure.
Look up CeCe's Pizza.
1861?
Oh my god.
My glasses are fogging up.
1961.
That was a dust bowl.
Sorry.
1861.
It looked like a sub.
What's the oldest food ever? Like, oldest store
in the world
for the food.
Fucking, you guys are so bored.
Fucking Barry.
I know. This is like, what even is this podcast?
Dude, this is what the people want. This is all they want.
What is this?
Bread?
Tamales? 5,000 BC.
Tamales.
Wow.
Mammoth. The oldest mammoth. Food. Mammoth.
Beer. 3,500 BC.
What is this?
Wow.
Time out, bro.
Really.
They made bread. Oh, shit.
The apple
fucking pie.
It's a tart.
Pies or whatever.
Oh, my God. We're burgers. So dumb. We're so dumb.
What?
Jesus broke the bread.
Jesus.
Burger is an old dish. No way.
They probably had bread. Did they have wine too back then? They were so advanced.
Yeah.
Wait.
Well, what was before bread?
Wheat?
Fish.
Wheat?
Fish. Fish is a good one. Like,
burgers were made after Jesus died.
Meat and berry.
Okay, but for real though, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Because I think the chicken.
It was the egg.
That makes no sense. The chicken.
The chicken.
I know, I'm sorry.
The chicken had to start, and then the chicken just decided to one day just...
an egg. Like the chicken gets out of the water and then starts walking on two legs.
Right.
The chicken formulated from a fish.
Yep.
Bro,
but they have eggs.
Evolution,
and then
now.
Turned into a raptor, and then turned into chicken.
True.
Oh my flipping gosh! It might be the egg.
It had to have been the egg. If you want to go, like if you want to play the evolution route, it wasn't like a 3-day thing
because
turn into humans.
If you look at early life in the beginning stages, it is a little molecule with one eyeball just floating in the world.
Yeah,
and then it grows into something bigger. That's an egg.
Oh, who made that?
Me.
God, I need to go pee, and then I gotta go to the doctor's.
I think that the big fucking bang shit did that thing.
Big fucking bang shit,
dude. The big bang is there's a lot of holes in that shit. It's not
trying to recreate it.
Scientists are realizing that they're fucking dumb as dirt, and that they're like realizing you have to go to the potty.
I have to use the bathroom.
Okay.
But
I watched a 3-hour video of how the Earth was made.
Farewell, Isaac. No farewell, nothing. That's how you're leaving.
Bang.
Tanner was talking.
You took off your headphones.
I know, I have to pee really bad.
Yeah, you're a monster.
Sorry, guys. We'll see. I'll see you later. Vote for me in office. Look at my cool hat and don't tell me no. I'll see you. Bye.
Bye, dude. Let's
go, group.
Later, Isaac.
Gamer.
You're good, bro.
Don't vote for him. He's the Green Party.
Isaac sees a bathroom. Idiot. He's going to go drive 120 miles an hour in a 60.
It'll be chill.
Hey, I'm not in it.
Did you see that tweet where it's like, I had a dream while I was watching the debate and there's a third party called the Gleeks and it was like a green Joe Biden? It was like missing an ear. It was like, I had a weird dream that there was a third party called the Gleeks and it was like Biden. Like, it was like presidential debate and debate was green and there was like an alien.
That'd be good. We need aliens, man. Like,
yeah, we need aliens to come on.
Dude, we need aliens to take
over. Hop on the podcast.
Over.
We're accepting any aliens. I want to hop on the podcast and talk to them.
Yeah, but how do we know that
you would make the world funny? Us?
How do we know what?
The aliens aren't among us right now.
Oh, well, I mean, surely.
I think so.
Yeah, for sure.
I've seen a UFO.
I've seen Yummy do some weird shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's taking off his fingers and putting back
on. And when he's like slaps his baby feet together like that, and he's like wearing the. Like,
yeah. when he's eating like that.
And he slaps his belly together. A lot. He's like,
yeah. Yeah. I feel like this is like his weird inner alien.
Yeah.
That's his way of communicating. That,
communication.
That behavior to back there. Home.
I don't know anyone else who behaves like that whenever they get food.
Aside from like my cat, Bento.
Your cat does that?
No, he doesn't do that. He just gets the zoomies. But, you know, Yummy gets the zoomies.
I bet you guys miss me trying to reach for your food, pretend to eat it, and say, I'm just kidding.
You never did that to me.
He only did it to me, and I actually don't miss it. I don't miss it.
Because I like to leave Larry alone, because he works hard. I want to leave him his meal.
Bro. Dude, I won't see Tanner for like 3-4 days at a time. He'll sneak down the stairs, walk up to me, pretend he does that, and then just walk away, and I never see him the entire day ever again. It was like the craziest routine interactions ever.
That's my love language.
Think back, like, I miss that. I miss where...
That is my love language.
I'll be honest, I do not miss that, because I do... I'm like a pit bull with my food.
It's coming back.
I don't... You know how it is? Like, if people get close to my food, I'll probably just not eat it anymore. One, I think it's the germs. I just don't fuck with germs.
I blink. You're like...
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't want it.
I don't want it. Mm-mm.
I don't want it no more.
But like putting your hands near my food, I'm like, dude.
You're germaphobe. You could wipe your butt three times with your hand, dip it in like a bag of Doritos, and I'd eat the Doritos.
If I was a dog, I would definitely have food aggression. For sure.
I'll put a cone on you.
That's fine. Put me down, bro.
All right, put a cone on you, actually. That's a better solution.
Yeah. Man. Can't lick your privates anymore, huh?
Can't lick your own cooch, huh?
The heck?
Can't eat now without me feeding it to you, huh?
Nah.
I'm a dog, dude.
Fuck. What?
All right.
Outside.
I'd rather be outside now.
If I could be one animal, thanks for asking. If I could be one animal in the world, I would probably be a fucking lobster or a sea turtle.
What? A lobster?
They live forever.
Why would you want to live forever?
Why would you be a crustacean?
Because I want to see.
Why do you both do the same arm shit? What the fuck?
Fuck! I want to live for as long as I possibly can to see how the world evolves.
Well, I'd be a mole rat.
Would you be able to comprehend that as a lobster?
Huh?
Would you be able to comprehend that?
I think lobsters
see
in shapes.
I mean, all right. Think about it like this. I live for 150 years. A fisherman pulls me out the water, and he's like, "Oh shit, this guy's old as dirt. I'm gonna throw him back in to see how long he lives." And then I live again, and I got to see.
How do you tell how old? The lobster?
You're able to tell. Look it up. Look up how
they move slower.
They're just big. Look up world's biggest lobster. World's biggest lobster.
You're gonna be we've seen 200-pound lobster.
I'm pretty sure that can't be real.
On the podcast.
That actually cannot be real.
That one's not real.
That's real. No. That's real.
I need to see a video of the world's biggest lobster.
Okay, look up world's oldest lobster.
World's oldest lobster tells a story.
World's youngest turtle.
World's youngest.
Dude, I'm gonna look at that old lady and I was like, which one's which?
132 years old. That's what I'm trying to say. God.
How can you tell?
140.
Damn, that lobster AD.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like they have like rings on them like wood.
No, trees. Like trees.
Look up world's oldest sea turtle. Them fuckers live forever.
Yeah, because they don't have
world's oldest alligator.
Is it because they don't have like predators,
dude? They have predators.
No, it's a tortoise. It's a tortoise you're thinking of.
Oh yeah, sorry. But you know, it's kind of crazy.
Wait,
it's like they're storming the beaches of Normandy, but the opposite way when they're first born. It's crazy. You ever see that? They all like run to the water and they get like picked off by like birds and shit.
Jonathan is the world's oldest tortoise.
1832.
That's ridiculous.
Holy fuck.
This is Betty White.
Actually, God seen all the damn. World.
Wait, he's still
alive.
Willie Vlog, you gotta go see him.
Yeah, we gotta go take a listen.
And then cook him alive.
Dude. And then take off his shell and wear it.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Dude, sit on him. See how like, you know, how strong he is.
Oh, man.
Look up the turtle bag.
He's pretty strong.
Turtle bag.
How can they live that long? Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something crazy.
Oh, hell no. This shit is in Jersey. You got giraffes.
Turtleback Zoo riding turtles. Look up riding turtles.
Never heard of Jersey what? Giraffes?
If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure something about a turtle dying because people were riding them. And they,
oh, no. God. What about dead turtle?
No. Imagine being just like
lion
an ancient
dies.
Creature.
Lion dies at Turtleback Zoo. Dude, they're all dying in there.
Turtle what mauls lion New Jersey to death.
Turtle slowly eats lion. Lion never noticed.
I could be lying. Hold on. Let me just check to see.
You could be lying.
Lion never notices. One of the three lions at the Turtleback Zoo died from what officials believe was a gas. What the fuck is that? Gastrointestinal disorder. Oh. Like, he died kind of chill. Who the fuck is that? Oh.
Wow.
That's Baron.
No, it's not.
Old Baron at the Turtleback Zoo.
Okay, I think I lied.
Oh, well.
Dude, that's I heard like an old, it's like an old folks tale. Look up
look, you got little feet.
Look up horseshoe crab blood.
Wow. No.
Watch.
Is that gonna age restrict us?
No. I'm being dead. Watch. Horseshoe crab like blood Nickelodeon is slime. Used for medicines. Look.
What the
slurp.
Oh, no, they're not
this
happy.
This is like a tycoon. They have like a whole automation.
Dude, they're not happy.
They're not happy
what
like
the
that.
Fuck.
Okay, so here's what it does. This is what it does. Sorry, I'm gonna. So, horseshoe crab blood
we're running out
is used in the medical and pharmaceutical industries to test for bacterial contamination in vaccines, intravenous fluids, and medical devices. So, the blood contains a protein. I'm just gonna say it's called LAL, which clots in the presence of bacterial toxins. It's used to detect endotoxins, which are bacterial substances that can cause fevers and be fatal to humans. So you're using it as a way to be able to, you know what I'm saying?
So if it clots, then that means that it's going to be toxic to humans and it'll...
Wow, that's genius how we figured that out.
Yeah, who the fuck figured that out? Nerd.
Some loser did nothing all day.
Yeah. Dude, he was bored just, out of your mind.
For real.
Bored out of your mind.
So there we go.
Shit, man. All right, well, yeah, that does call up all of our time there.
Yeah, factual podcast.
The factual podcast. The interesting animal.
Group fact podcast.
Group facts podcast, baby.
See, we're not so stupid podcast.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to follow up everything I say with, but no, wait, what do I have to follow up with?
I don't know.
I'm not too sure. Yeah, it's like something like that. I'm not too sure.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not too sure.
It's crazy.
And this will be my setup for the time being in Washington.
Yeah, it's going to be setup for the time being. You got to set up more shit, dude. You just have one fucking TV up in there.
Dude, I got Jake the dog. What else do you want from me?
More. I want more. Where's Finn? Where's Fiona?
You're right.
I know. All right. Well, that's it. Code group for 10% off. We'll see you on the next podcast. Stick around. Take care of yourselves. And we'll see y'all later. All right, deuces, everybody. Deuces.